Turning to Alice, our Alice Miller readings, and we're finishing up the section, The Hidden Logic of Absurd, Irrational Behavior. When we are confronted with adolescent heroin addicts who are ruining their lives, we are all too readily inclined to try to reach them with rational arguments, or still worse, with efforts to educate, quote unquote, them. In fact, many therapeutic groups work in this direction. They substitute one evil for another instead of trying to help these young people see what function addiction actually has in their lives and how they are unconsciously using it to communicate something to the outside world. All absurd behavior has its roots in early childhood, but the cause will not be detected as long as the adult's manipulation of the child's psyche and physical needs is interpreted as an essential technique of child rearing instead of the cruelty it really is. Since most professionals themselves are not yet free from this mistaken belief, and my comment, which is also an inability to see the child, his inherent independence from us, the need for his or her autonomy to be respected. His or her autonomy to be respected. And let's pause for a moment and recall what we learned from Proudhon. Quote, we reason by the eternal and absolute laws of our mind, and at the same time by the secondary rules, ordinarily faulty, which are suggested to us by imperfect observation. And my comment, recall, was, or our parents, perhaps, faulty rules like one must suppress spontaneous feelings, or parents are always right, or obedience to authority is necessary to preserve safety and order, which are much more important for the greater good than happiness, or we are here to be dutiful, obedient, and good, i.e. to serve, not to be happy. False notions like that. This is the most, continuing with Proudhon, this is the most fecund source of false prejudices and the permanent and often invincible cause of a multitude of errors. The bias resulting from these prejudices is so strong that often, even when we are fighting against a principle which our mind thinks false, which is repugnant to our reason, and which our conscience disapproves, we defend it without knowing it. We reason in accordance with it, and we obey it while attacking it. Enclosed within a circle, our mind revolves about itself until a new observation, creating within us new ideas, brings to view an external, and my comment, external to the rationale, the mindset, the logic of class, continuing, brings to view an external principle which delivers us from the phantom by which our imagination is possessed. Unquote from Proudhon, and that was quoted in our December 27, 2015 show. Proudhon's lesson will continue to have relevance so long as power holds sway over us. Since most professionals, continuing with Alice, since most professionals themselves are not yet free from this mistaken belief, sometimes what is called therapy is only a continuation of early unintended cruelty. To prevent absurd, self-destructive behavior from developing in adulthood, parents don't need extensive psychological training. They need only refrain from manipulating their child for their own needs, from abusing him by undermining his vegetative balance, his natural process of biological growth. And then the child will find the best defense against inappropriate demands in his own body. He will be familiar from the beginning with the language of his body and with his body's signals. If parents are also able to give their child the same respect and tolerance they had for their own parents, they will surely be providing him with the best possible foundation for his entire later life. His self-esteem, as well as the freedom to develop his innate abilities, depend on this respect. But I had to comment on this because it is almost equivalent to saying, just do it, you know. Just say no. It's not enough to just say don't manipulate your child for your own needs. We need to know what's going on around us to develop the certainty that we have to be part of ending this system that is systematically and set against us and will continue to be so. We need the truth. We need to provide much more than respect and tolerance. We need to let our children know that rank, hierarchy, and training to obey authority are the principles on which the system is premised, and help our children distinguish, and ourselves, distinguish the truth of our inherent freedom from the omnipresent propaganda that comes from the class system, designed to hammer him or her into it, and thenceforth reproduce it.